Hello, friend.
Hey, friend.
Guys, welcome back to your favorite podcast, or it better be your favorite podcast, or it is now, because I told you it has to be. This is Only We Care, the podcast where Franny and I talk about the things that only we care about, and guess what game we're playing, kids? No guesses. Okay, I'll tell you. It is Would You Rather?
Wow. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, I try. Okay, guys, this is the third time that we've played this. We haven't played it in a while, so we're bringing it back. If you don't know what Would You Rather is, basically Franny and I are just going to ask each other a series of questions. We don't know what the questions are yet until we ask them to each other. But we just have to pick between the two options that we give. And yeah, so Franny, do you want to ask me first or do you want me to ask you first?
I think you should ask me first.
Cool. All right, guys. We're going to do rapid fire here because Franny and I kind of dropped the ball and almost forgot to record an episode this week.
Yeah.
It's okay. Fun. We're doing it. We got it. Okay. We got
it. It's great.
We're doing it. Okay, cool. So, number one. This is a weird one, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for it. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's would you rather wear press-on toenails on your fingers or wear press-on nails on your toes?
Are press-on nails for your toes even a thing?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay, because I've never seen them.
But
okay.
They're toe-shaped, so if you wore them on your fingers, it would look really weird.
Toe-shaped?
Well, toenail-shaped.
Yeah, no, yeah. Toe-shaped. Shoot. Because you can file both.
You can, but they would be really weird
if
you switch them.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to go with the ones on my toes, the fingernails on my toes, because I can just file them down, even though they'll still look really crazy.
That, yeah, it'll kind of look like you have, like, probably, like, you know, claws on your foot, but, yeah. You know.
Not the worst thing in the world.
If you want to be a cat, it's one step closer to being a cat. No.
I always want to be a cat or a dog. Actually, I want to be my dog.
I want to be a cat dog.
Ooh, we are cat dog.
That's true. Okay. Number two is really absurd, so just bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather use a microwave to cook an entire Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh.
Or eat cereal with a really tiny spoon that's, like, made for a doll?
Ooh. Now I want Thanksgiving food, man.
My bad, guys.
It's fine. I like the cereal one. I want to know how that would work.
It would take you a really long time to eat it.
You know, I think I could do it.
I mean, it would teach you to pace yourself while you eat.
Yeah, that is true.
The cereal would probably get really soggy before you finish it, but, you know, that's okay. I guess. No, that'd be disgusting.
I just feel like Thanksgiving food in a microwave, like, wouldn't work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're both disasters. This is, like, a matter of, like, pick your poison kind of thing. Okay. So, I think I would also choose the same thing, though, Franny. So, I think you made the wise decision. Because I feel like the microwave and the Thanksgiving dinner would just be so painful. Okay, number three is, would you rather eat a nice scented candle? Or would you rather eat a scented marker?
Oh. Oh. Oh my god. Okay, wow. Oh, wow. This is such a question. Okay, wow. I just want to know what candles taste like, honestly.
You know.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all had that thought before, and don't lie, okay, guys? Because sometimes you smell a really good candle and you're like, wow, I really want to eat this.
Yeah, like I have a grapefruit smelling candle, scented candle, smelling candle, words, scented candle, and it smells really good. Do I want to eat it? No. Do I like smelling it? Yes. Will I eat it? No.
But you might kind of want to sometimes. You
don't. Yeah. Or I could just eat a grapefruit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the best solution. That's the best solution I've got. But yeah, I'd eat a candle. I'm like looking at all my candles. Because I have, like, a pine-scented candle. I'm not eating that.
Yeah, don't eat trees.
Aren't there Lorax? No, he saves the trees. Sorry, he saves the trees. He doesn't eat them. He saves them. Sorry.
My mistake. Yeah, I feel like I would pick a candle as well. I've smelled some really delicious candles, like especially ones that smell like cake.
Yes.
Where I, like, feel compelled to eat the candle. Obviously, I'm not going to, because that would be ridiculous. It's wax, not cake. But I've also smelled some really disgusting candles, which would maybe sway me to want to eat a scented marker. Again, wouldn't do that either. But if I had to pick, I would pick candle overall. But I once smelled a macaroni and cheese candle, and that was probably the worst thing I've ever smelled in my life. Terrible. Candle-wise, it was the worst thing
I've ever smelled. That's terrible. Who would ever do that?
I don't know. I was like, this is either going to smell fantastic or it's going to smell absolutely terrible. And it smelled rancid.
That's really sad. I remember when I was in high school, Bath and Body Works came out with a candle, and then they were like, we're calling it the beach candle, and it just smelled like sunscreen. And it was like bright yellow like sunscreen. And I was like, oh.
Ew.
That was a choice they made.
Gross. Anyway. I don't like that. Okay. Number four is like a little more mundane. It's not as intense.
Okay.
It's, would you rather go all week without your phone or go all week without Wi-Fi? So you can have your phone, but you have no Wi-Fi, or you can have Wi-Fi but not have a phone, basically.
Yeah. That's funny that you asked that, because I just, like, I watched a YouTuber once, and she went a week without her phone, and she, like, taped it in a box. And she was like, she, like, put on the box, like, don't use this. I just want to see what a week without my phone would be like.
Me too. I think I'd pick that one too. I think it actually would be really, really nice.
It'd be kind of peaceful. A little bit sad, but a little bit peaceful.
Yeah, and then I feel like I would just never want to use my phone again because of how peaceful it feels.
That's literally what the person said in the YouTube video. She's like, wow, it's kind of nice.
So, I would pick going all week without my phone too. Okay, number five is a little intense. Would you rather get lost in the desert or get lost in the middle of the ocean?
Did you say it?
Yeah, did you not hear it?
Oh no, it like cut out. That was so weird.
Fun. Okay, cool. Gotta cut that out too.
No, it was just like silent, and I was like, is she saying it? Like,
I am. Are
you building it up? Like, what's the vibe? Sorry.
It's okay. It's, would you rather get lost in the desert or get lost in the middle of the ocean?
Oh, the ocean, because I have friends in the ocean. Yeah, the otters are my friends.
Nice. Well, what if you, like, weren't in a part of the ocean where there was otters?
I'd cry.
If there's no otters, I cry.
Yeah, that's how I live my life. No, I'd, like... I think of how Marlon did it and just, like, keep swimming to the current.
Oh, cool. Adopting the Dory method.
I said Marlon, but yeah, that too.
Well, because Dory's, like, just keep swimming. Oh, true.
Speaking of Dory, my boyfriend's friend has a car. Her name is Dory. Her car's name is Dory.
Oh, cool. Is it blue? Ooh.
Yeah, because it's blue.
Cool. Okay, I think I would pick the ocean, too, only because, like, you know, I could at least eat fish, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there'd be some food.
Yeah.
The
desert just, I love it. Like, we have friends there who live in Arizona. I love it there, but the desert at night just freaks me out.
Oh, yeah, and, like, to get lost in the middle of the desert, like.
I'd panic.
Where it's, like, really hot and there's, like, nothing for miles to even, like, eat.
Yeah, like, where do you go?
Like, that's scary. I mean, the same thing could be said for the ocean, but at least hopefully there's some fish.
Fish are friends, not food.
Well, in this case, they would be both.
Interchangeable.
Interchangeable. Okay, but that was my
questions
for Franny, so now I'm ready to go.
Okay, the first one, I'm just going to let you know, I thought of it, like, this morning at, like, 4 a.m., so it's kind of unhinged.
Cool.
So just, like, go with it. Would you rather eat a fistful of bees or spiders?
Oh.
Yeah, so sorry. My unhinged brain.
Oh, bees. Definitely bees. I hate spiders. Okay. Those are both terrible, but, like, bees all the way.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, I know. That's, like, a terrifying thought. Okay, now I'm, like, freaked out. Okay, why did I say that? Okay, it's fine.
Ugh, now my mouth feels like it's buzzing. I'm sorry.
I love that you said that. Oh, man. I love this podcast. Okay. Would you rather speak to animals or speak all languages?
Animals.
Yes, true.
Forget okay. people. I'm gonna know what animals are thinking.
That's facts.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so awesome. I could talk to Lenny and figure out what his thoughts are.
I think would love to know what Lenny's thinking at all times.
I feel like if Lenny could speak, he would have this really raspy, like, Italian man voice.
Lenny is Tony Soprano.
Yeah, I feel like he would sound like
in another life. In another life. Oh man. Okay. Would you rather go skydiving or bungee jumping?
Bungee jumping.
Sick. Okay, cool. I don't know why I chose skydiving. I'd choose skydiving, but I do.
I just, like, I mean, they're both dangerous, but, like,
yes!
At least with bungee jumping, it's, like, you're a little closer to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh.
You're always with someone. You're with someone. Because my friend's dad went skydiving, and he's like, you're strapped onto someone. I'm like, okay, cool.
Well, that's good, but it would still terrify me to skydive.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really, like, see a reason for, like, me to do it, so I'm just not gonna.
Well, in this situation, you are.
No, I'm picking bungee jumping.
Oh, no, I meant bungee jumping. You're bungee jumping.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Surprise, I changed it
for me.
I changed your answer for you. Okay.
Wow.
This is another nature one. Would you rather every day? Would you rather go up a mountain every day or swim in a lake every day?
Ooh, swim in a lake.
Nice.
I love swimming and I love the water. I hope the lake's, like, not polluted and, like, full of sea monsters or lake monsters. What am I saying?
No. This is a very safe lake. No.
A very clean lake. Cool. Yeah,
that too. Okay.
Yeah. Lake all the way.
This one I thought of you specifically, like, I wrote it specifically, literally in my notes I wrote for Alexander specifically. Would you rather go to a 10-hour concert for Selena Gomez or Ariana Grande? I know who your answer is, but I just want to know.
Ariana Grande. Duh. Dave.
Cool.
But, you know, Selena Gomez wouldn't be such a bad option.
No. I knew you'd pick Ariana Grande, but I just, like, wanted to see what you'd choose.
Really thought you were going to say, or Justin Bieber.
I was thinking that, and then I decided not to, so.
I really thought that's where you were going with that, and I was like, wow, no. You're really attacking me like this.
I spared you.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome. That's all.
Wow. That was rapid fire, just.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a lot.
Right?
That was a lot. What was your favorite question that I asked you?
Oh, the smelly markers or candles?
Nice.
That was a fun time.
I think I'm going to have two favorites for you because I wasn't expecting either of them. I'm going to say my favorite was the fistful of bees or spiders.
Nice.
Or the 10-hour concert one because.
Okay.
I don't know. You said Selena Gomez, and I was like, oh, we're throwing it back.
To my old life. Oh, we are. That's why I did it.
Yeah, I just, like, that threw me for a loop. You really got stumped on some of mine. You were just like, oh, you're really asking me this.
So I was like, you really said that.
I did.
Out loud. No, it's a fun time. Who is speaking outside of my house? I'm recording.
Sir, be quiet. There's recording in progress.
No, literally, they're opening their car. Be quiet. Okay, whatever. I'm back.
Sir.
Stop. Sir, this is a workplace. This is Dunder Mifflin. Dunder Mifflin, this is Pam.
Can this car literally, please?
Can you hear that?
No, I can't.
Okay, at least you can't hear it. Okay, because I can. Okay, they're leaving. Please leave.
Sir, this is Dunder Mifflin.
Please.
Please leave.
Please leave the premises.
We're trying to sell paper.
Yeah, this is Michael Scott Paper Company. I don't know what you think you're doing. Okay, they're gone. Okay, cool.
Awesome. Any remaining thoughts?
Now I want to, like, buy smelling markers again, because I haven't seen them since, like, elementary school.
Those Mr. Scents, or whatever they're
called. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That used to slap.
They still do.
Yeah, I know. But like, I feel like now they'd probably be, like, really bad for you.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm sure they were bad for you at the time, too. I just feel like now we've realized that they're really bad for you.
Now we've come to that realization. Oh, excuse me.
Even some candles are bad for you. Be careful, because some of them have carcinogens in them, and you don't want to, like, be breathing that in your house.
That is true. That is true.
Which I did not know. But anyway, guys, this was a short episode, but we're going to wrap it up here. Don't worry. Next time, it'll be a longer episode. We're going to go back to random conversations. That's going to be in the next three episodes, and then Franny and I have an episode plan that we've been wanting to do for like a couple weeks now, so we'll do that once Random Conversations is over. But yeah, I'm your host, Alexandra Lakis.
I'm Franny Burnham,
and we'll see you guys in two Saturdays
for the next episode of Only We Care.
Okay, goodbye everyone.
Bye
bye, podcast pals.